We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're always on the radio from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And then after 4, if you missed anything, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, same as the radio show.
Yeah, and we got another keyword coming up. What's the keyword? About 220, you'll hear it. Respond to it. Win some money, maybe.
I have it in front of me here.
Okay, that's exciting news for you. What are you going to do with it?
But there's no advantage to knowing it early.
That's right.
You can only start
to give out the information as the contest begins. So there's no point giving out the word early. Also, in 1 hour, we're going to have Rebecca Peterson back on the show. That's the woman that was knocked down by a vagrant who wanted to sexually assault her in Long Beach a couple of weeks ago. And the follow-up story is that the L.A. County District Attorney, George Gascon, decided that's just a misdemeanor what the guy did. Unbelievable. Even the Long Beach City Attorney's Office, and they can't file felonies, is recommending strongly that this is a felony sex. So this is an attempted rape. And she got lucky it was daytime and there was a guy nearby and the vagrant ran off because it's a crazy person anyway. But anyway, the LA County DA's office said they would reconsider their decision.
Isn't that wonderful?
If there's something new to talk about in an hour.
Yeah, because they haven't announced that they're going to press the felony charges yet, right?
Who?
Gascon.
No. They announced that they were going to do a misdemeanor, and then issued a statement that they're reconsidering.
Okay.
I don't have any information that they've switched to a felony yet.
How much do you have to reconsider? Is there anybody who looks at that and doesn't say, wow, that's an attempted rape? Anybody? Isn't it like 100% of the people watching would say, yeah, that's a felony?
I looked at a different video from the front where you see her walking towards the camera. There's a couple of video versions because this is a sidewalk and there's all sorts of surveillance cameras. We've all seen the video from behind where he comes up behind and then eventually knocks her down. And there's one in front and you can see him just walking along like this crazed monster.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, why is everything everyone's hand-wringing over everything, right? Last hour, we had the story of the weirdo masturbating in his car, looking at kids at a school. Oh, you know, what should we do about him? What should we do? It's like, you know what to do. Same thing here. Oh, wow, what happened here? I mean, a guy tackled, he had no pants, lifted up her dress, his stuff was out. What was it? You know what it is. It was an attempted rape, prison, felony. What are we debating here? There's no other side to these issues. Yeah, the guy in Norwalk's a pedophile, and this guy's an attempted rapist. End of debate.
Behead him.
That too.
You need to take your show to Saudi Arabia. You'd get a big audience and
you know
kill
what?
Them all.
That is a much better way. Yeah. The way they deal with criminals, far superior than what we're doing here.
We now move to the situation between Israel and Hamas. Well, of course, the war. One story that popped up today is 24 top U.S. law firms have sent out a stern warning that law schools better move with urgency to address the rising anti-Semitism on their campuses, or they might not see much recruitment from these law firms of their graduates. Over the last several weeks, we've been alarmed at reports of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism, and assaults on college campuses, including rallies calling for the death of Jews and the elimination of the State of Israel. Such anti-Semitic activities would not be tolerated at any of our firms. And it says, you are the educators of higher learning. You have to provide your students with the tools and guidance to engage in the free exchange of ideas.
Isn't it shocking when adults act like adults and write like adults? Isn't it amazing?
No.
Of course. Of course you don't want somebody who's screaming in favor of Hamas, who's just butchered thousands of people and beheaded babies. Of course you don't want that Hamas cheerleader working in your office, especially since you're going to have, very likely, Jewish employees in the office.
No.
This is actually controversial. This is another one. Really? This is a debate?
Well, I mean, colleges are big believers in free speech.
So. Oh, you have the right to free speech. All that means is the government can't come and take away punish you for free speech. Although free speech is not an absolute right, as we know. But even in this situation, yeah, you got free speech, go ahead. But I'm running a law firm. I don't want a terrorist supporter, a baby butcher supporter, to be on the staff. What's the upside of that? First of all, I know he or she is crazy. Second of all, it's going to upset a lot of normal people working in the office here. And that person's behavior is now on the internet forever. This is another.
That's what I'm saying. That's what these companies will do. They'll be looking at what you. I mean, with the rise of social media and everybody now has a platform, people that might hire you are going to be looking at that stuff. And they're going to be judging you on it. So you got to start thinking about what you're posting and what you're screaming in videos.
I know from my son when he was applying to colleges to play baseball, word got around. In fact, I went to some of these showcases where the instructor said, get all the nonsense off your social media site because coaches for real Division I teams do not want to see you standing with one of those stupid red solo cups, you know, half naked at a party. Get that off or you're not getting an invitation.
You won't be taken seriously, huh?
You're not getting a scholarship. You're not going to be recruited to be on the team. Nobody wants to put up with that. You got to start acting like an adult here. You're 18 now. You're going to college. You do what you want in your own time. But if this is how you're advertising yourself, we don't want you.
Exactly. I know people that would change their names on social media so they wouldn't be found by recruiters or colleges or jobs and all that type of stuff.
Oh, I do too.
But how do people know it's you so they can appreciate your opinions?
Exactly. Right?
I know a kid. He had two. At the time, it was two Facebook pages. This is uncivilized, absurd behavior. This is the culmination of all the progressive garbage that's been fed into these students' heads, and now finally they're going to run into some consequences. Yeah, you can't do this, or you can, but you know you're not getting a job. Because I mean, there's about 15 law firms, and more law firms are signing up today. About 15, let me see, 9, 12, yeah, about 15. And more are signing up today. It's like, hey, you're not working at these places.
Now, in some of them, I recognize the names. They're top law firms, and they're not kidding around.
Yeah, one here in L.A., old Melvin and Myers. That's one of the most powerful law firms in the city.
All right, when we return, you'll have a chance at some money. There's also some more news, Israel, Hamas, Joe Biden weighing in on the need for a pause. Also, more evidence that some of the Hamas terrorist fighters may have been on a certain drug, which made them really wild. A Johnny Kent Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yesterday, old Joe Biden was in Minnesota at a campaign reception, okay? So if you can imagine this, he's mumbling like he usually does. And I guess he was talking about Israel Hamas. And a rabbi jumped up named Jessica Rosenberg. And she said, "Mr. President, you care about Jewish people. As a rabbi, I need you to call for a ceasefire right now." So Biden said the following. Then she yelled out again, "I would love for you to answer my question." And then Biden said, "We probably do need a pause." Well, a White House official later said, "Well, he's not making new policy with that announcement. Please, everyone call." Because, of course, the media covers every step and breath that Biden takes. So he used the word pause. What does that mean? Ceasefire? What is he calling for? A ceasefire? They had to clarify. But he's emphasizing his belief that to aid in the release of additional hostages, a temporary ceasefire or pause would be necessary. So depends on your definition of ceasefire. But now we have a temporary ceasefire called a pause. So it's not like an hour? What is a pause? Is it a week, an hour, a day? What is a pause?
He may not have remembered what his policy was.
I know, yes.
You know, because there was a couple of days where they were talking about a pause because they were trying to get out more hostages. And then eventually Israel said, "Well, enough of this." And they went in and started, you know, destroying the place. And so maybe he was trying to remember, where are we in the story? What was the last thing I said?
Very possible. The good thing is, well, I mumble a lot, so you can't really tell what I said. The official at the White House, and they're not named here, just a White House official, according to NBC News, said Biden was referring to his urging the Israeli prime minister to temporarily halt the assault in part of Gaza to allow some American Israeli hostages to out.
Then why doesn't he say that? How come the aides always have like a long-winded, detailed, nuanced answer?
Because and Biden,
just blurts out three words that are the opposite of the last thing he said.
I don't think anybody ever tried to clarify what Trump said. It was just his own blatherings, and we just let it sit as what it was.
Another thing about this, and there's a headline that Democrats are afraid that the Biden's war stance could cost them re-election in Michigan. Michigan has so many Arab Muslims living there now. I mean, that is the home base of Rashida Tlaib.
Right.
Who says the most...
The congresswoman who's been outspoken,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Does she finally believe that Israel didn't blow up the hospital, or
no.
She's still...
Oh, no. I read a long story about her background. She's full-blown for the terrorists. Has been all her life. Okay? There's no nuance here. She's on the terrorist side. And the thing is, she gets elected every time she runs. That's what her constituency wants to hear. That's what a good chunk of her constituency believes. And if Biden is talking about somehow appeasing Israel, they're not voting for Biden. And then, you know, all you got to lose is, you know, a few percentage points. Michigan was close the last two times. And, you know, bye-bye Michigan. That's going to go into the Trump column. So that's also what he's doing.
Fascinating. There's so many divides, you know, in Washington, D.C. But right now we have Democrats who aren't happy. A number of them with too much support for Israel. We have Republicans that don't want any more money going to Ukraine. That's kind of what's happening right now.
Yeah, it's diversity, see? The Democrats are stuck because they court the Jewish vote and they've courted the Muslim vote, and that's incompatible right now. And remember, the root word for diversity is division. Diversity doesn't bring us together. Diversity, by its nature, by its definition, pushes us apart.
Oh, yeah. Diversity means you have many people of many different kinds of opinions and races and everything, right?
Right. Exactly. But that doesn't mean they like each other. They're going to get along with each other. In fact, it's going to create more
No,
anger
it makes
and
us stronger because we have lots of opinions. And
I haven't seen that.
The chaos is really what's happening.
Yeah. More diversity, more chaos. But that's what they wanted. So now you got to live with it.
There is increasing evidence that some of the Hamas fighters that made their way into Israel for that attack on October 7th may have been high on a synthetic stimulant called Captagon. Some call it the jihadi drug, Captain Courage, the poor man's cocaine. It's a meth-like substance, right?
Yeah.
It was found on several of the Hamas members who were killed and several others that were taken captive that perhaps... they had taken this drug. to make them feel fearless, right? Send them into battle.
I've heard
obviously
of this.
That can make you crazed too, and that could explain some of the butchery.
Remember when there was all these weird drugs, and there still are plenty of weird drugs going around, and you see people acting like they've never acted before? There was that bath salts craze in Florida for a while, and there's a guy eating another man's face on a bridge in Miami.
Bath salts, yeah.
That's right. It's like, why would he do it? It's not a why would he do it. He's on some bizarre drug. And look at what happens with the meth people. Meth people, what do? They start overheating. Their body overheats. They tear off all their clothes. They get violent. They grab a machete, and they go running naked down the street trying to kill people. Well, why do they do that? It's because of the meth. Same thing here. I mean, the kid, remember where we told the story of the kid who was really proud that he killed 10 Jews in Israel, and then he calls up his mom, and he's bragging to his mom and dad, be so proud of your son. Look what I did. Of course he's on a drug. Of course he is.
Well, what they say about this particular drug is that it's been a staple among Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria because they believe it helps them stay awake, it keeps them calm and focused, and they can go without food for days. So eliminating fear and hunger, that's important when you're in for a long fight, said the expert.
So this drug was mass-produced in Syria, and it's smuggled to the other Arab states. And it is such a nasty drug that the Arab nations were had a meeting to try to convince Syria to stop producing this thing. It's addictive. It's like an amphetamine. And the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, was using Captagon as a bargaining chip because he wanted Syria reinstated into the Arab League. He wanted the membership renewed. And he said, if you don't let me back into the club, then we're going to keep producing this Captagon.
Looks like it came from the Germans, initially synthesized by a German chemistry firm in 1961 and used in Europe to treat hyperactivity disorders in children. Yeah. But eventually in the 1980s, the U.S. Controlled Substances Act outlawed it as a pharmaceutical product, phased it out. But in 2016, the black market for it was soaring. And you're right, in the Arabian Peninsula, North Africa. It's very easy to make.
Yeah. The old Nazis made a drug for the new Nazis.
You're right. 80% of the world's supply is now produced in Syria, according to the British government.
It's become a financial
lifeline for the regime of that horrible Syrian president, Bashar Assad.
Yeah, the Syrian president is making a lot of money, and he's creating the chaos among all his Arab brother nations.
Oh, how long before this stuff gets here? We're already dealing with fentanyl.
I thought of that, too.
Captagon? What about the flesh-eating drug? Trank?
The xylazine? Yeah, Trank. Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The whole world is going crazy. We invite you to leave a message for the voice line. There's plenty of openings for tomorrow's play of the calls. Use the iHeartRadio app, or the toll-free number is 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. A while ago, one of the stories that Deborah Mark read, like, was like a headline, because this was a crazed topic. But not even 5 years ago. Vaping? Apparently the vaping numbers are down significantly. We don't hear much anymore about vaping. Remember that was like the big evil for a while there? And they were trying to come up with all sorts of laws in Sacramento to stop the vaping industry. And
they tried to kill everybody and addict everybody. Vaping is like smoking, which was
like another fad.
Yeah.
Kind of faded out. Well, we're going to return to the... This is an important topic. When it comes to the homeless and L.A. And they have this idea that they can construct permanent supportive housing. And as an example of that, we have the Skid Row Housing Trust. We've talked about them before. This is downtown L.A. It's 29 buildings, and it's known as the Skid Row Housing Trust. That's where they put the vagrants under the guise of permanent supportive housing. In fact, the last time they opened one up, then Mayor Garcetti. How's he doing in India anyway? Do we know anything? He was dancing around, celebrating it, acting like this is the answer. Well, the last time we talked about this story, of course, they're in bankruptcy. There's a receivership situation. And 22 of the 29 buildings are dilapidated. That's the word they're using.
They're dilapidated. Disgusting condition. Absolutely foul, filthy. Oh, my God. You'd vomit if you walked in to any of these buildings.
Well, they're doubling down. The Los Angeles City Council just approved another $10 million to the receivership. $10 million.
Yeah.
And they approved $2 million in early October, so that's another $12 million they're shoveling out the door.
Wasn't it last year that they gave the receivership contract to some guy and he did nothing?
They removed
useful
him.
With the money? Yeah. Right. So where'd that money go? Who ran off with that bag of money?
It didn't work.
Whose friend was he?
The buildings are being destroyed faster than they can be repaired.
Okay, first, who would take this job unless it's somebody who wanted to run off with their own bag of money? And it's going to be somebody connected to one of these dirty politicians. So isn't this a setup where the dirty politicians are going to give a contract to some dirty receiver, and they're not going to improve anything, but you know, all involved will get rich.
Right.
How's it going to go any other way? We already saw this last year. They already spent millions of dollars last year, and all the buildings got worse.
Oh, and I misspoke. There were originally 29 buildings, and I said 22 were dilapidated. Well, the other 7 got removed from the receivership. So all 22 left in the Skid Row Housing Trust are dilapidated buildings. Just wanted to be clear on that. The other 7 were removed by a court order and given to some other fund to oversee. The truth is... And let's get past all the corporate stuff here, trusts and receiverships. They let these buildings just go as they are. So there's like no security. People run wild in there with drugs. There's prostitution. I remember last time we talked about this, we read several firsthand accounts of what goes on, and the whole gangs take over these buildings. There's just no oversight whatsoever. But they just tout it to the media as, here's the answer to permanent supportive housing. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
And the dumbasses in the media just say, oh, okay, thank you for the quote. No, all the buildings ought to be bulldozed. Most of the people inside those buildings ought to be put in a mental institution.
Well, that's the important point, because this crowd that believes in housing first thinks this is the simple answer. Just put them in a building. But no, they have so many dysfunctions and problems that they tear the building apart.
They destroyed it.
So sometimes rooms are destroyed 2 and 3 times over.
So we should build them another 29? I don't. What's the point of this? It is enriching. This is use high speed rail as the model for everything.
Yeah, really.
This is enriching the companies and their owners who contribute to the politicians who provide the money. A politicians right. in turn get some kind of kickback, either contributions to their campaign or something under the table. Period. That's all it is. It's tax money that circulates around and around, and everybody grabs their share, and these buildings are going to end up getting bulldozed. They're uninhabitable. For 99.9999% of the population, they're uninhabitable. You'd have to be a whacked-out mental patient what was the name of that drug that the Hamas people were taking?
Captagon.
Captagon. Yes, you have to be a Captagon addict to want to live there.
The receiver that you were talking about before was named Mark Adams. He got removed. The new guy's named Kevin Singer, who said the city has hundreds of outstanding violations on these buildings. So they think with the $10 billion, they can fix the problems. There's 1,000 people living at some of the 22 properties.
How many times have they sold this story? How many times have they said, okay, you know, we're going to put this amount of money in and we're going to clean up the violations and repair the... Okay. And then even if you did that, which you're going to see, they're not going to do it. But even if they did, in about 10 minutes, the mental patients and drug addicts will destroy the building all over again. That's all that goes on. It's mental patients and drug addicts destroying the free buildings that we give them.
Now, in another story dealing with the homeless, in Sherman Oaks, Mayor Bascone announced that they are going to send a circle team to Sherman Oaks to help respond to calls involving the homeless. What does CIRCLE stand for? Oh, this is a great one. Crisis and Incident Response Through Community-Led Engagement. Wow. There's a lot of bureaucratic crap.
Is there...
Someone comes up with these acronyms. Somebody does.
Is there a computer program where if you type in a word and you ask for an acronym, it'll spit out...
Yeah,
just
type in a bunch of bureaucratic lingo, right. Like engagement and community and incident.
You do a Scrabble thing. You try to arrange them in order so it sort of sounds like something real. This is useless.
It's an unarmed alternative response program, right? These are supposed to be people that are going to deal with the mentally ill, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if they come up there with a tiny couch and they ask the vagrant to sit down and talk about their childhood.
It's fake.
It's a team of mental health professionals and individuals who have lived experience to address nonviolent LAPD calls. Individuals with lived experience.
These are people who are vagrants themselves?
I guess drug they formerly had these problems, right?
Yeah, and how does that help? Nobody's ever explained how does that help. They have to be taken indoors and taken into intensive rehabilitation to get them off the drugs or to get them on the drugs to treat their mental illness. They have to be taken out of circulation, sitting down and, you know, let's have a session.
This is the county. How do you feel today? Wonderful Nithya Raman. She thinks that the circle She's team has worked idiot. Wonders in Hollywood and Los Feliz and
really?
Wants to bring it to more neighborhoods.
Oh,
but nobody's noticing that. Yeah, really.
Yeah, does she want to take us on a tour of these wonderful Hollywood neighborhoods? She's a fool. She is a gold-plated fool and an embarrassment.
Oh, listen to this gobbledygook. The Office of Community Safety supports non-punitive safety strategies, including civilian first responders, violence interruption, reentry services, youth diversion programs. Oh, there's that word, diversion.
Who wants to interrupt violence when you're unarmed? Who's volunteering to do that?
Yeah, that's like that ambassadors on the Metro.
And they're diverted into what? Diversion programs are failures. They don't work. And everybody knows they don't work. That's nonsense. She's just so hateful of the police, and so the thing is she's terrorized that police have guns. It makes her crazy. Except her crowd is always hiring LAPD officers or private security who are armed to protect them when they're in public situations. They're complete phonies.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, our guest after 3 o'clock is coming back on this show. Rebecca Peterson is her name. She was sexually attacked in Long Beach a couple of weeks ago by a vagrant with his pants down, knocked her to the ground after he lifted up her dress. Anyway, the outrage was that the LA County DA's office wanted to go with a misdemeanor against the attacker. We understand they're going to reconsider their decision. We'll find out if anything happened in the story when we bring Rebecca back on right after the news at 3 o'clock here on the John and Ken Show. This story, because I think we mentioned just a couple of weeks ago, it was more generic, now we're going to be specific, that the offshore wind industry was running into real problems. The problem is inflation. First, I thought, well, there's not enough wind sometimes. But apparently, inflation is really crimping their availability to construct these wind farms. This story we're going to talk about deals specifically with projects that were scheduled for New Jersey. And they were coming for a company in Denmark, a company called Ørsted. And they have canceled their New Jersey prospects. They may have to write off as much as $5.6 billion in this project. Apparently, this will really crimp the Biden administration's plans to make the wind industry a big component as an alternative to, you know, greenhouse gas emissions from coal-fired sources of energy.
It's too expensive to build wind turbines in the ocean. So it's so bad, the company's willing to take a $5.5 billion loss. They figure they'll be saving money here.
I love the name of the chief executive officer of Ørsted. His name is Mads Nipper. Mads Nipper.
Yeah.
I guess it's a popular name in Denmark. Anyway, he said that the world has in so many ways, from a macroeconomic and industry point of view, turned upside down. The projects were called Ocean Wind 1 and 2. And they were supposed to provide green energy to New Jersey. The governor there is just like Newsom. His name is Phil Murphy. He also thinks he's going to be a big player on the national scene.
He wants to be president, too.
Yeah, I think they followed us with the no gas-powered car sales. I think they came up with the same thing that
we
had.
This is all going backwards. I mean, what have we learned this week? We've learned this week that Ford, GM, Mercedes, and Tesla all admitted that there isn't much of a market for their electric cars, and they're scaling back. Well, the first three are scaling back production.
All right.
So you have four major car companies in the electric field who say these aren't selling, and now you have the wind turbines saying we're going to lose $5.5 billion. In fact, we'd rather lose $5.5 billion than continue with this charade any further. You can't do this at a reasonable price.
They're already having trouble in Europe, where clearly they're big on projects like offshore wind. And, you know, the problem I mentioned a few minutes ago is always that it's not reliable. But what these stories are telling us is that it's very damn expensive. And because inflation and then, you know, the interest rates are rising, so the borrowing costs are going up, they can't come up with the money to fund these huge offshore wind construction projects.
And a lot of people didn't want them. Because nobody who lives or goes to the Jersey Shore wants to look at wind turbines in the distance as you're staring out at the ocean.
Well, nobody would you rather look at oil tankers like when you're down in Long Beach? Or
that's not pretty either.
It's depressing. During the pandemic, there was a bunch of cruise ships out there because they had nowhere to go. But often it's just big oil tankers sitting out there. It's like, yeah, I want to go in that water. Maybe there'll be a leak.
Yeah, so they thought it was going to hurt tourism in Jersey. Also, the fishermen figured that these wind turbines were going to disrupt the fish. Michael Schellenberger's group of journalists actually did a series of investigative pieces because dead whales were turning up on the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story. Did they ever find out if it's connected to the wind turbines? Or
The Schellenberger crowd says absolutely. Because
really? Do they know what it does?
It was disrupting the sonar communication between the whales. He just issued a piece this week. I could read it another day, another time. What they think. It was something to do with the way the whales communicate with each other. Of course, you know, the political officials in Jersey are strongly denouncing it, but I don't believe them because
Well, you know, they're committed to it, right? So they'll deny everything.
They're committed to it. They're fanatics. And obviously there's some financial incentive that everybody's enjoying here. What is the angle here that all these companies are willing to lose billions of dollars on technology that is just not ready yet, is just not doable at this point in time? What is it? Is somebody printing money? Who's got billions of dollars to blow on electric cars and windmills out in the ocean? Because it's tens of billions of dollars. It's added up into significant cash here.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And the other thing is, even if they do eventually build these projects, it's going to be expensive because the developers, it said here, are going to demand higher prices and protection from inflation. So it'll be huge, huge electric bills for consumers of these offshore wind-generated power bills. That's all they have to do. The more this costs, the more they want to get the money back.
If there was any intelligence left in American voters, you would vote out every politician pushing this green energy, electric cars, wind turbines out in the ocean, all of it, okay? Just all of it. This is going to be a financial disaster, an environmental disaster. I mean, how many whales do you want to kill? How many fish do you want to kill for wind turbines?
Do you see where this Danish company Ørsted broke ground in? It was Ocean City, New Jersey, our old stomping ground.
Oh, yeah.
In September. And 60 people showed up to protest, including 6 who were arrested. They had just broken ground on one of these offshore wind projects, Ocean Wind 1 and Ocean Wind 2. And people there, felt the way you did, that they don't want to see this giant thing out there.
Then you're going to charge me a fortune?
Yeah.
For the electricity?
Power bill will be humongous. Look at us already here in California with more than twice the electricity rates of the other states because they're already doing some of this renewable stuff. But just think, they want to go 100% renewable. You know what your power bill is going to look like then?
No wonder they came
up with this idea that part of your power bill will be based on your income because they know this is going to drive the poor people out the way property taxes did in the 70s, right?
That is the clue, isn't it? I hadn't even thought of that. It isn't just their socialism. It's they know that this is the bills are going to be crushing for middle-class people and poor people.
So they already came up with their escape plan. Well, we'll just base part of the bill on your income.
Right. And watch the wealthy keep moving out of California.
All right. When we return, we're going to invite our guest back on the air. Well, she is coming back, Rebecca Peterson. We talked to her earlier. Vagrant in Long Beach, caught on video. Pretty clear. He went up with his pants down, pulled up her dress, knocked her to the ground. He got chased off. This is a misdemeanor. That's what the LA County DA's office decided, even though the Long Beach City prosecutor said, no, I can't charge felonies, but you should. We'll see what the update is because the LA County DA's office said they're reviewing their decision. Rebecca's next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience
Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.